The shoes they got were a combat issue. You know, they got a pair of work boots, which were GI boots, and got a pair of GI dress shoes. You know, right. A lot of them never had that before. And for a lot of them, this was the first time. You know, they had a bed of their own, so to speak, and because they had shared with brothers and whatever case may be. And so they had to be taught how to make up beds, how to do this, how to keep that particular area clean. And so they were assigned responsibilities in terms of, okay, this is your job. And they had a rotating thing within the dorm, like on this day you do this, 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 and this. And it sort of developed, you know, responsibility in terms of job orientation. But this was part of the residential living facet of it. Okay, about Friday of that week, the last thing they did was come to education, which the education orientation consisted of basically what education is, what we expect. We operated basically three programs in education: a basic math program, a basic reading program, and a program that we call World of Work. Okay, now, we use reading as our criteria for placing them in education. We administered a series of tests. I don't know what they call them. We use code number like RJS1. RJS1 was a 13-minute test where he was given a little card with a little paragraph on it. He had to read this, and he can look back at it, answer the question in 13 minutes.
About what the paragraph says.
Right. Comprehension. Now, he then...
Now, what level were these paragraphs on? Do you have any idea?
No. They were... I don't know. Let's see. I don't recall. Probably...
Probably about 7th grade.
So I was going to say about 6th grade at the most. 6th, 7th grade. Had to be. Okay, now, the score on this test helped us to determine which of the next tests he would get.
Oh.
Okay, we had a UP... S1, LPS1, and you had what we call the Prema, they changed the name from the Prema to, well, real basic. I can't think of the name of it right now. Hell, I'm 68, since 68, who would know? Okay, if his score was up to 1, then he went to beginning reading, that's what it was called, okay? Now, if his score was from 2 up to 4, no, 2 to 6, no, 2 to 8, then he was administered the LPS1. Then if he was over 8, he was administered the UPS1. And these, of course, were higher tests. Now, this was important to us because the way the Job Corps reading program was set up, a corpsman could with 0 reading, and could advance at his own level through GED.
And that's what the program
is. Right. And what these tests did was, they helped us to pinpoint where he was in reading. And we had graded reading, like we had graded 1 to 4, and we had graded from 5 to 10 or something like that.
And these are just regular grades. Like
no, no, no. What we use in terms of correlating our program to a grade in in regular school was the SAT. What is that? The Stanford Achievement.
Oh, that's different.
Stanford Achievement. Okay, so these graded levels did not correspond necessarily to grades in high school. Okay, but Corbin was administered the Stanford Achievement every 3 months,